Hello, everybody, and welcome to Right Off the Bat this morning. Nice to have you with us here live in the Cactus League as spring training moves forward. Today we're in the city of Peoria, about 40 miles to the north of Phoenix and the home of the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. And today the A's are going to meet the San Diego Padres in Cactus League action. So nice to have you with us. Beautiful day here in the Valley of the Sun, a little bit cooler than normal. No complaints whatsoever, but the temperature probably in the 60s right now. Bright blue sky above, and the sun is shining, and it's good to be talking about baseball in the spring. The A's win yesterday. They beat the Seattle Mariners convincingly, 12-1. What an unusual game yesterday. Jared Washburn had absolutely no control for the Seattle Mariners and ended up hitting Jason Giambi twice. And then Giambi was hit a third time, believe it or not, by David Ardsma. Jason Giambi hit three times yesterday. A lot of base running mistakes for the Seattle Mariners, although there are a couple of bright spots for them. Franklin Gutierrez looks like a heck of a center fielder. And Unieski Betancourt made a nice play at short. But basically the Seattle Mariners, an awful game yesterday. And the A's win it 12-1 over Seattle. For the A's yesterday, Edgar Gonzalez, three innings of two-hit ball, pitched extremely well. Josh Altman with that new delivery, 2 2/3, five hits. Doesn't exactly look like the same pitcher as last year, as I remember him. Not quite as overpowering. But after that, Cameron and Vin Mazzaro. Boy, the scouts love what they see about Vin Mazzaro, and I do too. And just to temper the enthusiasm about him, I mean, with Cahill, Anderson, and Mazzaro. Mazzaro yesterday, two innings, no hits, no walks, three strikeouts. So those are two perfect innings for him. But two innings for Cahill, two innings for Anderson, or three for Cahill. We've got a long way to go in spring training. But what we've seen so far, and you can only do what you're capable of doing as you get your conditioning down as spring training winds its way through March, these pitchers are doing everything the A's are asking of them. And Mazzaro, Cahill, and Anderson, every time they go out, very effective. 94, 95, 93 on the gun. Can they be effective major league pitchers? Who knows? But we've got the whole month of March to figure it out. But to be a starter in the major leagues, you've got to have command of all your pitches, and you've got to be able to go deep into a game. So for young people like this, you never know where they're going to go. But believe me, what we've seen so far, early in spring training, the A's are 4-4-1, only nine games so far. What we've seen so far, through their very short stints on the mound, they look absolutely terrific. And boy, you have Justin Dukeser nursing that sore elbow. More than likely won't be ready for opening day. That's just my opinion. But you have Dukeser saying he's not going to go to the bullpen. He wants to be a starter. Then you get Sean Gallagher, who was supposed to pitch today. He scratched today. Nothing major, just the usual flu bug that goes around a ball club has knocked him out of the start today. Gio Gonzalez will be pitching today for the A's against the Padres. But you get Dana Evelyn, Dallas Braden. And then you get this Edgar Gonzalez, Jerome Williams, and then the three kids. And I just have this feeling that if there's some problems with this starting rotation, Vin Mazzaro somehow is going to get a shot in the big leagues, and sooner than later. So that's my opinion on it. I like what I see with Vin Mazzaro, and keep your eye on him. He's done everything the A's have asked so far, as these young three kids have done it. Today, Tyson Ross will be on the hill for the A's. He's from Bishop O'Dowd High School in the University of California, Berkeley. Get to see him pitch again. Then a host of relievers could be in the game today. Schroeder, Bailey, Gray, Casilla, Carrigan, Lansford, Springer. We'll see who follows Gio Gonzalez today. But we're down here in Peoria taking on the Padres. They're going to throw Josh Gere at the A's today. So the A's win yesterday 12-1. Some nice hitting. Matt Holliday, 2-for-3. Just looking like a very, very solid hitter. And the more scouts you talk to, the more people you talk to down here, and the more you see Matt Holliday, you realize the A's have something special with him. Big news around the ball club yesterday. I know it's very exciting for everybody. Here in Phoenix, press conference, Nomar Garcia-Parra, Orlando Cabrera. It does impact Bobby Crosby, and he, the News this morning reported that yesterday we knew there was a long meeting going on, not exactly clear exactly what was going on in the meeting, but it did involve Billy Beane and Bob Guerin and Bobby Crosby and probably some others. And Crosby was told that Cabrera is going to be the shortstop. He's not happy about it. You can't blame him. But this is a team game. And the A's have made it clear Cabrera is the shortstop. So Crosby, who's on this roster, is going to have to find another spot to contribute. And he should contribute willingly, really. That's what baseball's all about. Some of the great hitters of all time, infielders, Bill Madlock comes to mind. He was a third baseman, right, for the Giants and the Pirates and the Cubs. And he ended up going to second base at one part of his career. Jeff Kent has changed positions. So for Bobby Crosby to complain about it, not really what you want to see on a team. So hopefully he'll see the light. He's supposed to start taking ground balls at third and second, so infield coach Mike Gallego is supposed to be working with him. But you'd like to see it done with a little bit more of an agreeable basis for Crosby. But that is part of the news of spring training, and we've got a long way to go. Just thinking about it today, today's March 7th, another 3 weeks down here, probably heading back up to the Bay Area for me around March 30th or so. Then, of course, we have the Bay Bridge Series the next weekend. So, really, a lot of baseball to go and a lot of things to unfold down here in the Valley of the Sun. Joey Devine, the A's closer, has got a little bit of elbow tenderness. You just don't ever like to hear that about Joey Devine. So he's going to be resting that for a little bit of time. Other baseball news, as we like to do as we get you ready for the show today. It'll be a nice show. Jerry Coleman is going to join us today, the Hall of Fame broadcaster, former New York Yankee, one of the great, great people in the game. He will join us and talk about the Padres. Then we've got Bernie Pleskoff, our Major League scout, is going to give us some insight into the Chicago White Sox today. And then a very, very special interview. We'll probably get to that about the top of the hour with one of my favorites, one of the great baseball writers in the Bay Area, and that is Bruce Jenkins. So we've got plenty to do today. But as I like to give you some of the baseball news, Japan won against South Korea. They walloped South Korea. South Korea was the Olympic champions, but they do not have their full team. Japan wins 14-2. Ichiro went 3-for-5. That clinches a spot in the second round for Japan. Now South Korea is going to have to play China, and the winner of that game will go to San Diego as well. Daisuke Matsuzaka, 4 innings, 4 hits, a couple of runs for Japan in that game. It does impact the Dodgers slightly, because the Dodgers are supposed to play the second-place team in that bracket. So if Japan ends up being the winning team, then the Dodgers will probably play South Korea on Thursday night, a WBC game down here in Arizona. And that's supposed to be Manny Ramirez's first game of the 2009 season for the Dodgers. So we'll mention that to you. Other news, Mark Sweeney has retired. We got to see him play in the Bay Area. He's 175 pinch hits, and I think he's second to Lenny Harris with 212. But Mark Sweeney of the Dodgers announced his retirement yesterday. News out of San Francisco, and the managing partner, Bill Newcomb of the Giants, has mentioned possibly swapping batting practice times with the visiting team. Boy, it's interesting because, you know, I come on the air 5:05 or 5:15, depending on the time of the game at home. And many times the fans don't get into the park till 5:30, and the A's have already hit by that point, and the visiting team is out there, and you kind of miss batting practice. So what the Giants are thinking of doing is having the visiting team hit first and then have the home team hit second. And batting practice is fabulous to watch. And maybe that's something the A's should consider as well, and have the local team, the home team, hit second so the fans, when they come into the park, can see batting practice. So saw that in the news today. I like to see that. Boy, the Yankees, what are they going to do with Alex Rodriguez? So all the news, reading the New York Daily News this morning and speaking to some of the scouts here today, sounds like they're opting, heading at least, towards surgery for Alex Rodriguez. That torn labrum in the hip could only get worse. And with an investment of 9 more years and $25 million a year with Alex Rodriguez, I don't think they want to jeopardize his whole season and possibly his career. So it sounds like the Yankees could be in the market for a third baseman. Bobby Crosby's going to take some ground balls at third. It's not impossible. I'll just throw it out there to you. If Rodriguez does opt for surgery, the Yankees are going to have to look for a third baseman. Yankees, an interesting team. Sabathia, Burnett, and Andy Pettit, Chin-Ming Wong, and Phillip Hughes, perhaps, Jabba Chamberlain. But, boy, there's some age on the Yankees with Mariano Rivera coming back from shoulder surgery, Jorge Posada, the catcher, coming back from surgery. He's not going to be able to catch full-time. Johnny Damon getting a little older. Matsui coming back from surgery. Xavier Nady, is he a Yankee champion? I'm not so sure yet. And then you get Jeter getting a little bit older. Well, they got Teixeira. They're going to miss Alex Rodriguez. Alex Rodriguez is a big part of it, and I could see that is why they're tending to, you know, maybe try to go the conservative route and try to see if they can rehab him. But I think ultimately Rodriguez is going to have surgery. But the Yankees, they've rebuilt the pitching. Let's see what their offense looks like. May not be that Yankee offense that we're used to seeing. News about Mike Sweeney. Of course, the Mariners were over here yesterday to take on the A's in Phoenix. He's going to DH today for the Mariners against the Dodgers just down the road here from Peoria in Glendale. So nice to see Mike Sweeney back on the field again. John Lackey of the Angels talking about a contract extension. If it's going to happen for him, he will be a free agent next winter. He wants to have it done before the season, which puts a little pressure on the Halos. He's looking at 5 years, $75 million. That is what he would like, so $15 million a year. We'll see if that how the market plays out for Lackey. I'd go ahead and sign him if he's healthy, but you're not going to know that really until the competitive season starts, because Lackey was not 100% last year. There's no question in my mind about that. So we'll see if he can get a contract out of the Angels before the opening day, as he would like to do, 5 years, $15 million. We'll see what the market does for that. Jose Arredondo, not going to be in the WBC. He's got a little flexor, hip flexor, so he is back in the Halos camp. We may see him next weekend. If things are well with him, we've got a game with the Halos. Was it next Sunday, I think? We're going to do a radio broadcast from Tempe next Sunday. Randy Wolf, three scoreless innings for the Dodgers. Jeff Weaver, two scoreless innings. And the other news out of the Halo camp, Vladimir Guerrero. He's 34 years old. He's not 33. And how does it come out? And they, yeah, he's just chatting. Vinny's going with, you know, the chatting symbol with your hand. Talking to one of the writers, Tim Brown of Yahoo Sports. And he says, you know, I'm not 25 anymore. I'm 34. And I'm coming back from knee surgery. And Tim Brown says, gee, the media guy says you're 33. So all of a sudden, a lot of people got together in the Halo PR department and said, yes, he is 34. They're going to correct the notes. But he's on the free agent market. And being 34 as opposed to 33 may cost him millions of dollars, they said in the paper today. Just speculation, Vinny, just speculation. But maybe Vladdy, I've never interviewed him. I've never heard him say anything. Somehow Tim Brown got him to say he's 34. So Vladdy's a year older. So that's where we look for news here in spring training. CC Sabathia, two innings pitched against the Tigers. One run, it was unearned as he made his Yankee debut on the mound. All right, Jerry Coleman joins us. He's a Hall of Famer. We take our inside look at baseball brought to us by Air Park, the perfect place to park at the Oakland Airport. We'll tell you more about that later, how you can get a free voucher for your first day of parking paid by me. But we'll take a break and come back with my interview with the Hall of Famer, Jerry Coleman, one of my favorites, right after this.